Good evening and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast for September 7th, 2020. I have with me this evening Andy Collins, the president of Sovereign, to run down what went on over the weekend with their event at the Columbia River Classic, and look forward this week to reports from the other major events in the country this weekend. It was a big weekend in vintage racing, and we're going to cover it for you this week. Good evening, Andy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Kellett. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be talking to you.
Well, you're an army of one in that case. Hey, Andy. What happened? How did the weekend go?
Well, Kellett, it was a great weekend at Portland International Raceway. We had a wonderful event. We had good weather. Test and tune on Friday. It was a little bit on the warm side, up in the very high 80s. Saturday was overcast in the morning, and it didn't get warm until way late in the day. And Sunday was just beautiful, clear, and I don't think it quite hit 90, so it wasn't too hot. We had a great field of 80-plus cars, and it was just a great event.
Any standouts in that field of 80 cars? Any great racing you can tell us about?
Absolutely. Well, if you're not from the Northwest and you're not familiar with the names, the people won't mean a whole lot to you. In the opening Formula Ford race, we had Mel Kiper, the SCCA 2017 national champion in Formula Mazda, pitted up against a good field and a strong field with John Hill, who is a former SCCA national champion and a legend in Formula Fords here in the Northwest. And the two of them went at it, and Mel beat John by just, you know, well, it was a car length or less, so there was great racing there. And then I have to laugh on one of the other Ford races. I think it was Sunday morning. Mel beat Quinn Posner by about 3 inches, only to find that the winner went to Posner because Posner's transponder was about 6 or 8 inches further ahead on the car than Mel's. So they both know who won, but officially the transponder showed that Quinn Posner won. So we had great racing in Formula Fords. We had a good field of 20-plus cars, I think. So that was a real standout for the weekend. And then over in the small bore production, I know you're going to talk a little bit about the winner of the British Cup. And the winner at that race, Jess Heitman, due to some hiccups, started last. And in Arnie Loining's Lotus Elan, and he was able to muster his way to the front and win. So we had some great racing.
The Elan driven by Jess Heitman, Arnie Loining's car, which has a storied history. Arnie told me about some of the victories, and hopefully we'll get a story in the magazine about that. But it was presented with the British Cup for the best British car of the race meet, and they were incredibly gracious when we presented them with the award. So that was a standout experience for me.
High appreciation from Sovereign to Victory Lane magazine for creating this British Cup for the best British car. This is, Kellett, help me here. This is like the third year now that you presented this award. Is that right?
Well, let's count them back. The first year it went to the Zabarskis with the Sebring cars. The next year it went to Greg with the his Sprite. Then the year after that it went to Chip Starr with the Lenham. And so this would be the fourth year that the Cup has been presented.
Well, outstanding. And it's such a great award because if you've got a British car, everybody's in the running. And you know, and I'm just sitting here thinking that maybe some of the listeners don't know who Arnie Loining is. Always amazing me that that could happen. Arnie Loining, one of the great Formula Ford engine builders in the country. Many, many national championships won on Loining Motors. Arnie was also the designer or creator of the Viking Formula Ford, which went on and won the national championship. And it was the forerunner, of course, to the Swift DB1. So he kind of changed the whole face of Formula Ford racing as it was. So Arnie, great history now. Getting to be a little bit long in tooth, but nonetheless still enjoying racing.
Right. Well, it was a very nice and is a good raccoon tour, certainly worth it. And I've spoken to Martin, and Martin will be writing a story on the car. And so we should have that in the next issue of Victory Lane magazine.
Well, that will be something I'm going to look forward to for sure. And then we had a very nice field, too, of a big bore cars. Of special interest for us was Wade Carter in his Riley Scott IMSA prototype car. He ran with the big bore and told me personally, he came by and said that all the drivers were not only gracious, they raced him hard, they raced clean, everybody was friendly, and they just had a great big bore race.
And there was a couple of other prototype cars in the lot, as I remember as well, right?
Jim Blackwell's Argo Camel Lights car was out there, beautifully restored back to its original livery when it won its only race, which was the Miami IMSA Grand Prix.
I would say a very good event by any measure. I'm sure you would have loved to have spectators there, and hopefully next year both the spectators and the full car count will return. But I congratulate you guys on pulling off a complete event at PIR, something that a couple of much larger national organizations couldn't do this year. So congratulations to Sovereign.
Well, Kellick, thank you so much. I think all the listeners have a pretty good feel for just how difficult it is to pull off any kind of racing this year, because it's a moving target between the state government and the city changing the rules about social distancing and about what you can do and can't do. As you know, we had Trans Am was going to be part of this event, and the drivers didn't feel comfortable coming to Portland because of the social unrest in the city, and they pulled out. So the All British Field Meet has been with Sovereign all these years, and I think this was I can never get it right, Kellett, but it was our 16th or 17th consecutive year, and this time without the All British Field Meet. So it was a considerably different event. But one of the things that I do want to stress to the listeners is you take vintage racing throughout the country with the usual spectators and the circus that often goes with it, with the vendors and suppliers and all that goes with it, and you strip all that away, and all that's left are people running their vintage race cars and enjoying them. The competition was keen without the distractions, and I walked the pits. Well, much of them I walked with you, Kellick, and universally, every driver there said that they had so much fun just racing.
Yes, I have to admit that it's the first time I've gone on one of those executive walks without a single complaint of any kind. That's that it is kudos in and of itself, isn't it?
It is indeed, absolutely. One thing you can be sure of, the racers are not at all bashful about telling me what's wrong and what needs to be done. That's for sure.
In the best sense of the word, it was a low-key weekend with a lot of happy people. I mean, that's, you know, doesn't always work out that way, and it's always good when it does, right?
Absolutely.
Well, awesome, Andy. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Do you guys have any other events this year? I think you must have something still on the calendar.
We do, Kellick. We have our fall finale, which will run September 26th and 27th at Pacific Raceways. This is always a great event for us. It kind of closes out the season. We loosen up a little bit, and we let some cars in that are not always vintage legal, but as long as the other cars, the other drivers in that group. So we allow in some of the cars from the International Conference of Sports Car Clubs, the big bore GT cars. They promise to play in the vintage spirit. They have in the past. So that fall finale is a very fun event, and the weather is usually primo at the end of September in the Puget Sound area. So if anybody's listening, those of you from California or Oregon or anywhere, please We'd love to have you come up to the fall finale. Pacific Raceways recently completed all of their paving and striping. The track surface is beautiful. And I'm sorry to say, this event will not have any spectators either. So that means we're just going to have good racing fun.
Well, hopefully we'll see you there, Andy. And thank you so much for being with us this evening.
You're welcome, Kellett. Thank you for inviting
As
me
always.
On the call.
Thanks, Andy. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for a report on VSCCA's event at Lime Rock Park, and Wednesday for a follow-up with RMVR. Thanks for listening. Good evening.